We are getting closer to the countdown to the US election. It's well and truly on. We've got 12 days until America goes to the polls now, and the latest data shows that Hillary Clinton has a slim overall lead over her opponent, Donald Trump. But Florida, which is a key state, Trump seems to have the edge on Hillary Clinton at the moment. So both candidates using the remaining 12 days to campaign heavily after those three very heated debates over the past month and a half. But at the end of the day, America is left with a pretty ordinary choice. It's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, and both of them have got their devout followers, but they are divisive figures and really seriously unpopular when you have a look at both of them in large parts of the United States. We'll start with Hillary Clinton. We've had released emails from WikiLeaks showing that her husband, the former President Bill Clinton, made millions of dollars through donations to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State. It was discovered Mrs. Clinton used a private email server when she was Secretary of State, and after she was asked to hand over those emails, 33,000 of them were mysteriously deleted. Also, a woman who accused Bill Clinton of sexually assaulting her, Juanita Broderick, says that Hillary Clinton personally threatened her after she made the allegation. So there's Hillary Clinton. That's one option. Then you've got Donald Trump. Well, I don't think we've ever seen a politician before who can look directly into a camera or speak directly into a microphone and say that he never said something that he said. When there's transcripts and audio tapes and videotape, he's got no shame, Donald Trump, when it comes to saying, no, I never said that, even though he has said it. He's refused to say whether or not he'll accept the result of the election. He's already saying the whole system's rigged. And then you've had 12 separate women who've come out accusing Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances towards them over the years. And don't forget that infamous recording where he said he was able to grab women and get away with it. So the biggest election on the planet, it's a job interview for the most powerful position in the world, but you kind of feel like America has been dudded with their choices. They vote on November 8, which will be November 9 here in Australia, and the winner won't be officially president until they are inaugurated on January 20 next year. So not long to go now, 12 days, in fact, until the United States goes to the polls.